Thoughts on Haggai, Haggai chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. The application. What do I mean by that? Well, as we've been considering in the previous discourses, God, through Haggai, is teaching the people, rebuking the people, challenging the people over their corruption, over their sin, over their defilement, over their failure. He's addressing Judah with this. You're contaminated, you're defiled, and it's not the pagans. Of course, they're defiled, they're sinful, yes. But it's in-house, it's homegrown. It's Judah of all people. You are a defiled people. Verse 14, then Haggai said, so it is with this people and this nation. That's what it is. God is addressing this people. Verse 15, now give careful thought to this. From this day on, consider how things were before one stone was laid on another and so on. He's calling, God through Haggai, is calling upon this people to think, to weigh, give careful thought to this from this day on. Well, actually, I think the footnote is better. In the days past, go back, get your brain in gear. Think what things were, the footnote in my version. How were they? Before the temple was built. Of course, the temple is not Solomon's temple. It's not the glory of Solomon's temple. But before the temple was built, how things were before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. When anyone came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. There was dearth. I struck all the works of your hands with blight. You went to the wine vat, if you draw 50 measures, there were only 20. I mean, you were disappointed all the time. From this day on, yes, yet you did not turn to me. I struck all the work of your hands with blight, mildew, and hail, and so on. Things were in a dreadful state in Judah. I struck. It wasn't just the weather, it wasn't the pests or the diseases. They were there, yes, but it was my judgment upon this people. Yet the reaction was, you carried on the same. Yet you did not turn to me, declares the Lord. There was a defiance about this people. There was a carnality about them. They continued in it. Now, this is what God says to them. This is the application. From this day on, then, now you consider. But let's stick with verses 15 to 17, the application. Corruption, defilement was rife in Judah. Now we're in the days of the Old Covenant. We're with Judah in the Old Covenant. We today live in the day of the New Covenant. But there must be an application here. These things are recorded in Scripture. These things speak to us about the Ecclesia and about the Gospel. Is there any application to us? We don't just go straight across mingling the two covenants together. That's a terrible mistake. No, but we try and see what principle can we make the shadow, the type, can we bring it into the reality of the new covenant? Is there any possibility of our being corrupted? Is there any possibility that we are defiled? Is God judging us? Are we a carnal people? Are we defiant? Am I? Unbeliever, are you? There's a word for you, too, here. You're outside of all this, you might say, but still it applies. There's still an application to you. I believe it does speak to me. I know it speaks to me. Carnality, coldness, distance, weakness, feebleness. Should we not be seeking the Lord, calling upon him, looking for his mercy? Ask the people of God, and shouldn't the sinner call upon the name of Christ and be saved and have done with all this fooling about? Well, God is calling the people to think, from give careful thought to all this. Where are you going to spend eternity? What will you answer in the day of judgment? What does it mean now? I believe this is a word that we as evangelicals must hear. It must be preached. May God give us grace not to shove it off and compartmentalize it and callous it over and move it away from us. May we weigh all these things and come back to the Lord our God in repentance and reformation. Amen.